It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timpf. I'm, of course, Tyrus, my co-captain, the Timpf.
Yes,
how
I am.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I had a little issue with my eye yesterday, so I was out of the office. Let me just tell everyone out there, you probably already know this, but if you're ever thinking of not knowing this, let me remind you, do not take medical advice from Reddit and or YouTube.
Yeah, I 110,000% support that. And I'm actually kind of shocked you would, because I kind of feel like you have spent so much time dealing with various weird, strange tropical sicknesses your whole life that you are literally a doctor, or at the very least, a mid nurse.
Yeah.
When it comes to sicknesses.
Yeah.
Just can't get a break.
Yeah. I have blepharitis, which is gross. It's like your eyes get like red. It's basically like rosacea on your eyelids. And it's like a chronic skin condition. Goes away, comes back. And I was getting so frustrated with how it kept coming back as soon as I stopped eye drops. And so like I saw on Reddit and YouTube that you can put this New Zealand honey on your eyes. And then that will make it go away if you put it on every night. So I put it on one day and looked like it was better. I put it on Tuesday night. I woke up and my eyes, especially the right one, they were red, they were itchy, they were disgusting. And the right eyelid was like huge. It was a huge puff, like giant, like
So you were allergic to the honey.
It was allergic to the honey.
Damn it, man. How did you survive COVID?
I don't know. Like this whole pandemic? I have no idea.
The good news for you, it has to be a random disease. The only thing I would say was beware of the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
I think we need to really stay on top of that. We need to keep you away from England. And
because if anyone's going to bring it back, it's going to be me.
It's going to be you. Yeah. I mean, I just... My heart goes out to you. Like literally, yesterday I came in town for rehearsal, and I was like, and then I saw a cat was conspicuous. Although Joan, our producer, did a great cat impersonation, it was pretty good.
What did she do?
She was pretty good. She was spot on. And they doing. I don't want to give away any secrets of the show, but. But she did a damn good impression. I would ask to see the tape. It's pretty compelling. If you were ever in a situation where you need a stunt double,
I want to know what she said.
Her libertarian speech, phenomenal.
What did she say?
I can't divulge. You know how it is. You know, I don't want to give away any spoilers, you know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, I'm at home looking like Rocky.
But I would just get with Joan and ask her.
I'm going to.
It was pretty good. Like, Tom Shalhoub was hammering you down pretty good on some previous comments, and her responses were so cat-like. I was just in shock. Like, wow, you do a pretty damn good cat. That was exactly what Cat would say. So I would get with Joan. It was phenomenal. I wish I could tell more, but, you know,
I will have to ask her. But my eye is deflated now. I got some steroid drops, which I probably should have done instead of smearing honey on my eyes, which I was apparently
and
allergic to.
Yeah, it's desperation makes for desperate times, you know?
I mean, Cam was like, if you go out in public like this, like, I'm going to get arrested. Like, my eye was so, like, it looked like
you had just lost a 15-round fight.
Exactly. No, I looked like I was at the tail end of a decades-long boxing career. Like, I went to bed, and it was like, whatever. I woke up, and I looked in the mirror. My eyes kind of feel like I couldn't really smile. My vision was kind of blurry, whatever. I go to the bathroom to brush my teeth, and I look in the mirror, and I did not like what I saw. Ugh. But deflated eye, back in the saddle. Let's fucking go.
yeah.
You know.
Tyrus, do you have a cat impersonation? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to hear that.
Do I have a cat impersonation?
Yeah.
I don't do impersonations, but, man. I always like cats laugh. I always thought cats laugh was like, it's so deep. see? it's very Beavis and Butthead like.
Yeah, I know.
But that's probably as far as I'll go with my cat impersonations because I just don't do them good unless I'm in like an argument. And Kat and I don't really argue no matter how much the internet wants to believe that we do.
Exactly.
So the only time I do impersonations when I'm in an argument, I'll impersonate somebody. You know, like if someone's yelling at you, I'll do their voice back and I'm like, wah, 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 you know, that's me. But like if you said, like just do an impersonation on the spot, I just don't have it in me. I have to be, it has to come from a sarcastic place. And we don't really argue that much.
No.
So,
also, I just got a text from Kim that was, he said, why is this honey still in your bathroom? Are you a hoarder or do you like having massive puffy eyes?
Well, have you tried it in tea?
I don't know.
You know what? No. I'm going to go with Cam on this one. I say you throw it out. I don't think you ingest it. I don't think you go near it.
My face exploded.
And the last thing you need is your throat to explode.
That's true.
From the honey to where you can't talk. Because especially for podcasts, we are in a unique looking group, but they don't see us. They need to hear us.
Right.
And, you know, if you can't speak because your throat is completely swollen and you have to have a tube to breathe, it doesn't help the show. I know I'm being selfish, but I just feel
ventilator,
like.
Yeah, ventilator, you can't start a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got to make an executive decision and the honey's got to go.
Yeah, the honey's got to go.
I wouldn't even re-gift it. You know, we don't know what this New Zealand honey is all about. Even to the neighbor who's not there anymore, who was like complaining about you playing music during a reasonable hour of the day. Don't re-gift. No re-gifting of the honey. I think
yesterday I couldn't read because I couldn't really see. And like, I just couldn't be in public. I looked like an actual monster.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, Cam gets the residual, but then if you're sitting next to me and someone walks by, my God, look what he did to her. I'm like, no, it wasn't me. And
exactly.
Shots are fired.
I have to say, though,
got it, Johnson.
Kat's in studio today, and she's never looked better, so I don't know. You know, she rebounds pretty quick.
I'm looking great.
I think the amazing story is, that besides the fact that Kat was able to get over a debilitating, quite possibly life-ending allergic reaction to honey. What is stealing the show is, ladies and gentlemen, Devin's in the building.
Devin is here.
My in God, the Devin is studio. Here. In
like,
the studio.
I like to show up once
flesh.
A week.
You know, I just, your streak of 5-day weekends, I thought was never going to end. So I'm glad that you must be running out of vacation hours.
Speaking of running out of vacation hours, Mafia Fugitive.
Mafia fugitive caught after posting YouTube cooking video. A mafia fugitive has been caught in the Caribbean after appearing on a YouTube cooking video in which he hid his face but inadvertently showed his distinctive tattoos. Mark Farron Claude Biard. Let's try that again. Mark Farron.
No, let's just go with Mark.
Okay,
yeah, Mark.
We get it.
Mark.
He's got like
the
five
name is
names.
Mark.
Yeah. Mark, 53, led a quiet life in Boca Chica in the Dominican Republic, with the local Italian expat community considering him a quote-unquote foreigner, police said in a statement.
That's rude.
He was betrayed by a YouTube channel in which he showed off his Italian cooking skills. The videos never showed his face, but the tattoos on his body gave him away. Mark had been on the run since 2014 when Italian prosecutors ordered his arrest for trafficking in cocaine in the Netherlands on behalf of the Cacciola clan of the, and I'm
called the Mark clan.
The Mark clan. And I'm not going to get this word right at all, but the 'Ndrangheta mafia.
Mark.
Another
Mark Mafia.
The Mark Mafia. Another Mark mobster was arrested in Portugal on Monday. Francesco Pelle, who had been on the run for 14 years and was considered one of the most dangerous Italian fugitives, was tracked down at a clinic in Lisbon where he was receiving treatment for COVID-19.
So I've seen... I've seen... You know, people will post crazy things on Instagram. Like, they'll do it for the likes, right? We've talked about this. People want to do it for the likes. And so it's clear to me when I see some of the videos on social media that the desire for likes is very strong. It's a compelling force. I did not know that it was so, in fact, compelling. How correct I was that it was so compelling that this man, his life is over now. He got away, but he was said to himself, what is life on the outside? What is freedom if I can't have the likes? And he gambled with that. And now look.
Listen, I couldn't agree with you more again, Kat, but I would just like to say I am not, and I think I speak for all of us here, maybe not Devin, but we don't condone a life of crime.
No,
we don't condone running from the police and hiding out. But
if you are listening to this as a fugitive of the law.
Nary a time.
Nary.
Do you put your body on camera?
Yeah.
In any way?
Yeah.
You're a fugitive.
If you are a fugitive, you're.
Respect the fugitive.
I know that everybody when you're growing up, they tell you, you can be anything you want. No, you can't be both a fugitive and an influencer. Those two, you can't. One or the other.
You have an evil layer, but you post it when you do your morning selfie. I'm from my evil layer in the swamp. Wah-ha-ha. I don't get it.
14
what
years.
What happened to criminals today?
He was on the run for 14 years.
What are we drinking? Is it bottled water? What is it?
14 years, this guy's on the run. Like, he got away. But no, he needs to be the Rachel Ray of YouTube. And now, boom, busted.
Is the food good? Was it worth it?
Was it worth it? How many likes did you get?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If I'm running from the law and I've made it.
Yeah. 14 years. Like a decade and a half.
Years chilling,
yeah.
And then one morning I wake up, I'm like, yeah, I think it's safe. I'm going to make a YouTube channel. Oh, by the way, I have tattoos that are extremely recognizable. I just feel like the arrogance, the wokeness, this is what happens with wokeness, you know? Somebody's always watching, and it's not like this guy was like a jaywalker.
No, mafia.
He was in the mafia.
And if you're in the mafia, it's not just that you're like a career criminal and that your job is crime. Your life is crime. Every single decision you make or don't make, you have to be like, I'm in the mafia. Like, so blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, your typical retirement plan is a bullet in the back of your head for one of your friends.
1,000%.
That's what you're in.
Yes.
It's not, I'm gonna hide out and make a YouTube channel.
No.
You know, what are we doing here, people? I mean, again, I don't condone a life of crime.
No.
But if you must.
If you must. You can't do
you
the influencer thing as
too.
Well.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. Or this situation happens, you know, and of course, you know, justice prevailed, but did justice prevail or did a moron capture himself? They did all the work. He did all the work for them.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't need a forensic file team. They didn't need a cold case file. They needed a 14-year-old to sit and watch YouTube and go, that's him. That's the tattoo. Quick, swipe right on his Tinder. He'll meet us. Tell us, we'll be wearing the white carnation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that's how he got caught. Like, it's just, we just don't get it. I mean, we just, again, not in the life of crime, but I still don't have any desire to be an influencer or an Instagram model. It's just, I mean, well, let's be honest. I'm not going to not going to probably get that one, but I'm okay with that.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Speaking of being okay with that, it is time for story mashups with Devin on the spot. What do you got, Devin? Put two stories together.
All right. Our two stories are U.S. man returns from shopping trip to find 15,000 bees in his car, and Georgia man gets paid in pennies. So we're going to mash it up, and we're going to see what we get here. All right?
Yes.
A man who went shopping in New Mexico returned to a car filled with 15,000 pennies, who had apparently got in through an open window while he spent 10 minutes buying groceries. Astonishingly,
if I had a nickel for every time that happened.
Astonishingly, the man, who was not named in the New York Times report detailing his unexpected travel companions, did not notice the sudden presence of a giant swarm of buzzing pennies on his vehicle's back seat until he was driving away. Quote, then he turned back and looked and was like, holy cow, Jesse Johnson, an off-duty firefighter and paramedic whose hobby is penny keeping, said of the man's reaction in an interview with the paper. Quote, he called 911 because he didn't know what to do. Johnson and his fellow firefighters helped the man remove the pennies and put them in an empty hive box. He said the pennies were likely swarming with a queen and looking for a new home, which makes them more docile and easier to handle as they are not defending their turf. The whole incident passed largely without injury, but not entirely. Quote, one guy got stung on the lip, and we made fun of him the next morning, Johnson told the Times. Those darn pennies.
You know, the thing about pennies is you just don't know where to put them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so they just end up everywhere, and they form swarms because no one accepts pennies anymore. You know, you can't. You break out 100 pennies at a store, like, oh, sir, put that away. Like, how dare you bring pennies into my establishment? You know what this can do to my drawer?
Yeah.
You get one penny in there. Next thing you know, it's just, it's really unfortunate. You know, and then, of course, we know what the side effects of copper is. You know, or what is pennies made of? Yeah, copper, right?
Copper, yes.
What is the side effect?
I mean, you just, well, we know you can't go near them. That's for sure. But
do they help with blepharitis? Should I run my house?
I believe no. I believe copper in some things is there's all kind of wives tales like coppers can you can take like secretion from copper and it's like it like a cure all and it's really good in tea. But I don't know that to be true.
Kat's going to go home and put pennies
in general,
on her eyes.
Whenever you see a bunch of pennies laying around.
Stick them under your eyelids. No. Never again. Reddit is not the doctor.
The penny has always been. Yeah, no. Reddit is never a doctor. And you don't put pennies in your mouth. You don't put pennies. The only thing worse than that is when people put pennies on the railroad and you see them smash. And I think that's horrible.
Mm.
You know, because then you got a flat penny.
How do you both
it's
feel
just,
about
it? It's not a good look. You know, you got to. I think it's time for pennies to go away. I hate to say it, but
I agree with that.
Does anyone use them? They're just forming swarms and they're just invading your house. Nothing worse than you lift up your couch and see a swarm of pennies, you know?
How do you both feel about finding a penny, you know, heads up? Do you pick it up off the ground? Find a penny, pick it up? What do you, no?
I leave it because there could be germs on it and like what am I going to get for a penny except a disease?
There's just nothing worse when you lift up your couch and you see a bunch of pennies underneath.
It's yeah,
just,
like, how did this get here? Who came into my house? Who came in my house with pennies?
Or just they just where do they come from? Because you don't know what kind of penny it is, too. And if it's an old, old penny, who knows where it's been? You know, and they end up in jars in your household. They form their little cliques in the jars and stuff. And like every once in a while, there'll be like a quarter at the bottom of it. You know, then you got to dig through those pennies. Lord knows where they've been to try to get to a quarter. You know, it's just not worth it. You know, they're just, I hate to call them a nuisance, but they really are a pest.
Yeah, they are.
Speaking of a pest, mom upset after baby's Bluetooth nightlight allegedly picks up audio from neighbor's adult film. A mother in Scotland got scared when she heard strange noises coming from her baby's bedroom late at night, only to realize later that her tot's Bluetooth nightlight had picked up the sounds of a neighbor watching an X-rated film. In the privacy of their own home, but picked up by the neighbor's nightlight. Over the weekend, Don Lothian and Josh McKay were watching TV at their Edinburgh home when they heard mysterious moaning from their baby daughter's
room. I believe it's pronounced Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Edinburgh. Yes, sorry. Edinburgh. You don't get a chance to say that much on our show. Edinburgh.
Or any show.
Except the shows in Edinburgh.
I'm taking Edinburgh as my home field on the team.
Startled, the mom rushed to investigate and said their sleeping five-month-old was about to wake up from the noisy sounds of an adult film inexplicably blaring through the Bluetooth device. Quote, when I went through, I was like, oh my goodness, Lothian 29 recalled. You could tell in an instant what it was. You didn't need to know the language to know what was happening. It was quite loud. No. My daughter was starting to toss and turn. The nightlight,
Of course you don't need language to know what's happening. In what porn is there like an announcer, like play-by-play guy? Like what?
I actually auditioned for that. I didn't get it.
The nightlight, which Lothian purchased through Amazon, plays music and projects stars, she said. Lothian added that she assumed someone had accidentally connected to the device.
Projects porn stars.
But she wasn't about to let it happen again. The next day, the proactive parent posted a note on the door of their shared building to call out the unknown culprit. Quote, whoever was watching porn last night at 11:30 p.m. has connected their device to our baby's nightlight. Can you please disconnect ASAP? Thanks.
Can't you, like, with Bluetooth, kick someone off? Like, I feel like you can. I don't know.
You can unplug it. But first of all, nary a time is it ever cool, whether you're in Edinburgh or not, to leave a post-it on somebody's door at 11:30 because chances are it's a sex-deprived guy in a really bad relationship who snuck downstairs to watch porn, and now he's going to get it when he gets home. What were you doing at 11:30 last night?
Yeah.
Why does the neighbor know about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just it's bad form. Bad form across the board.
I feel, like, pretty bad for the porn watcher. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. That's horrible. And what if the mailman picks up that post-it?
Right. You know? Well, like, all the neighbors are going to see it.
Yeah.
She basically put him on blast.
No, beyond blast. She put him on cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Watching porn with a toddler in the next room. Sir, I don't know. We share it. Sir, good day. We, the good people of Edinburgh, don't approve. And please, he'll be excommunicated. He'll have to go live in Wales. Yeah, you know, you can get away with that in Wales, but not in Edinburgh. It's just not Edinburgh. You couldn't have just, you know, turned it off and like laughed about it and moved on. You had to let him know that he mistakenly made a mistake. You couldn't have just put on a barn. It's like, hey, that documentary you're watching last week on life in the Serengeti was pretty intense, man. You might want to watch your Bluetooth pickups. You know, just give him an Iggy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and he would have been like, oh, so sorry. I'll check that.
Right. Yeah, this is something you handle. Hey, man.
An ugly word in this country, but I'm just going to say it discreetly.
Yes.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Not a note on the door and then blast it on the internet. Oh, this guy was watching the porn. Duh. No.
Like he's being porn shamed.
Yes.
For watching it in the privacy of his own home because you don't have security on your Bluetooth. Or here's the other thing. Maybe this is the real story, Kat. Maybe they were stealing his Wi-Fi. Maybe they were tapping into the free Wi-Fi. And they got his stuff picked up there when he got online because they were that neighbor who figured out his code. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
you know, like there's more to this than meets the eye. And I think maybe we need to reach out to Dalmatian Detective Agency and maybe we come back next week with a little more information. I think there's more to the story than meets the eye.
I agree.
Than stars on a wall. Like
meets the eye.
Yes. We're going to find out whose tooth was really being pulled.
Woo!
Yep, that's how you do it right there. That's how you do it. All right, Dee, what did we learn?
What did I learn? I learned that I can pronounce things wrong, and I'm so glad that I have people around me that will, you know, like help me constructive criticism. That's what I learned. You can always improve.
Oh, you should read the text that me and Kat are sending back and forth.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now. Not pretty.
I learned not just pretty. How right I was oh. about the pull of the like. You know,
yeah, I'm you, also you know the power of the like.
I'm also depressed because Devin's right. I do look really good right now. I look really attractive. And like, I have to film a Saki sketch at 2. So I have to go to my office right now and take all this beautiful makeup off, unclip this weave, which is looking so good. And then look like put the wig on and the side. And it's just sad. It's sad because I want to continue to feel it's pretty. And I don't get that.
True, I don't get that. You have gainful employment and you're wanted literally by everyone. You're doing sketches. You're going to be on national TV 5 times a week. You're killing it. I honestly don't feel sorry for you. You
got
have to put away. Yeah, you know
Monday.
Which you can catch through Fridays. 11 p.m.
11 p.m. Only on Fox News Channel, Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. Only on Fox News Channel. Let's go.
For more podcasts like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the Temp. I'm Tyrus. Devin, take it home.
Nuff said.
5 News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.